This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Robert Siegel. More than 45 million Americans have no health insurance. Even for those of us who do have health insurance, almost none of us has coverage to pay for a nursing home or for the services we would need to live at home as we age. Now, the Obama administration has added its endorsement to a new and potentially expensive program that would change that. NPR's Joseph Shapiro explains.
Here's a great name for a piece of legislation, the CLASS Act. That is a bill that would let workers choose to have government deduct money from their paychecks, maybe $65 to $100 a month, and put it in a savings account. When they get old or disabled and need care, they could use that money.
Our current system forces seniors and Americans with disabilities who need additional help caring for themselves prematurely into institutions because help is unaffordable.
That's Senator Chris Dodd as his Senate committee marked up a version of the bill today as part of health care overhaul. But just days ago, the conventional wisdom in Washington was that long-term care was too expensive. That changed when a Congressional Budget Office analysis said the program would actually save money because if people delayed going into a nursing home or got home care that kept them out of the hospital, there would be a net savings for government. Now, Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius has sent a letter to Senator Ted Kennedy with an endorsement. Larry Minix runs the American Association of Homes and Services for the Aging. That's the trade group for not-for-profit providers of care to the elderly and disabled. He says the letter from the Obama administration is a big step.
Because it recognizes for the first time that insuring for the need for long-term services and supports is a vital part of health care reform. 70% of American families will face some kind of disabling situation, and we're not insured for it.
But Republicans said adding long-term care would create a costly new program for years to come. Senator Mike Enzi questioned the CBO's analysis of $58 billion in savings over 10 years. He says the real costs would come later.
Only in Washington could someone develop a policy that costs the taxpayers $2 trillion. And call that a savings and then use it to pay for more federal spending.
Also angry are some groups that represent people with disabilities. They say not enough is done for poor people who can't afford to have the money deducted from their weekly paychecks or who, because of their illness or disability, may not be able to work at all. Joseph Shapiro, NPR News.